We're beginning tonight here in Siman Reish Samach Zayin on page 84. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, "B'tfilas haMincha bi'erev Shabbos einoflim al paneim." The Shulchan Aruch tells us that on Mincha on Friday we do not say Tachanun. The Mishabura says in Sif Katan Aleph, "B'pnei shu samach la'achnasa Shabbos." Since Mincha time, it's already close to the coming in of Shabbos, and therefore it's not appropriate to say these Tachanunim in Tachanun. Kein kosav alavush. The Kosva Prima Godim, the Nire, the Huha Dinkishim, Mispalim, Mincha Gedola, Achar, Chatzos, Nami, Einoflim, Alpaneim. Says the Prima Godim, it appears that even if one's davening Mincha Gedola, which is not so close to Shabbos, it's closer to Chatzos, still you do not say in Tachanun. The Chain Misha Ochel Pas, Achar, Chatzos. So too, one that's eating bread on Friday after Chatzos. Kam Kain Ein Lomer, Al Naros, Bavel. He will not say Al Naros, Bavel before benching. Kiim Shira Malos, the Ayin Biralocha, which we will not do now. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sebeiz, Makdimin lehispalel arvis yosir mibimos hachol. We daven Mariv earlier on Friday night before we do earlier than we do on a regular weekday. Ubeplaga mincha yochol lahadlik ulekabel Shabbos betfilas arvis. And starting from plaga mincha and onward, you're able to light candles and be makabel Shabbos in Mariv. V'lecho miyad, and you can eat right away. The Rama says, V'ayin le'el simen reish lamed gimel, keitzad misharen shir plaga mincha. You can look earlier to see how we evaluate exactly the zman of plag mincha. The Mishabura says in Sif Katan Beis makdimin, on that which the Mechaber says that we daven ma'ariv earlier on Friday night, Mishum dahave nihigi almo lekabel aleihem Shabbos mikipasach ashilat tzibur baruchu. Since the minog of the world is to accept Shabbos when the Chazan says baruchu, kedulael besimin reish samach aleph says dalid, lekach me'anochon lahakdim lehispalel arvis kedei lahakdim akabel Shabbos. Therefore, it's appropriate to daven ma'ariv earlier, so your kabel Shabbos by baruchu will be earlier. V'hu adin diyochol lekabel olav Shabbos kodem tfilas arvis, but really, you're able to be mekabel Shabbos even before Mariv with just being mekabel Shabbos. If you look at note number 5, he writes, V'aminog bazeh, the minog in terms of when we're mekabel Shabbos, like we learned earlier in Reish Samach Aleph, is Shebamiras mizmor shili yom ha-Shabbos mekabel mas ha-Shabbos. With mizmor shili yom ha-Shabbos or mekabel Shabbos, U'b'mekomo shenohogin lomer l'chododi kabel ha-Shabbos hi b'amiras bo'i chalo shebesof ha-piyot. Those who have a minhag like us to say l'chadodi, so a makabel Shabbos with bo'i chala at the end. And then he says an interesting point: v'af shekvar b'tchilas ha'piyot omrim p'nei Shabbos nekabla. Even though we mentioned Shabbos earlier and along the whole way in the tefillah of l'chadodi, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains shemikom okom ein makabel Shabbos b'amira zo. We are not accepting Shabbos with that amira kevan she in the emeris b'loshen osid. Since that is being said about the future, then in the future will be makabel the pnei Shabbos, and therefore, bo'i chalo is the acceptance of Shabbos, but that is not the acceptance of Shabbos. Back to the Mishabura Sif Katan Gimel. U'beplaga mincha. We said in the Mechaber that by plaga mincha and onward, you're able to light candles and be makabel Shabbos with Mariv. Mashma medivri ha-mogin avram. It is Mashach the Magen Avram that Afilu Hanohogim Lispal Marev Bizmana. Even those who are normally knowing to Dav Marev Bizmana, meaning at night, Mutarim Lispalel Belel Shabbos Mibod Yom. They're able to Dav Marev earlier on Friday while it is still day. Ubilvad Sheyeh Miplaga Mincha Ve'eloch. As long as you are davening Marev after Plaga Mincha. The Kevon de Mitzvasa Lahosef Mechol Al HaKodesh. Because since there is a mitzvah to add on from the chol to the kodesh and accept Shabbos earlier, ukfar kibel Shabbos alav, you already were accepting Shabbos from plag and onwards, or a little after plag, yochol lismoch al das ha-sovrim dahave kelailul inyan tefillah. Therefore, you can rely on those shitas that hold that already then it's considered nighttime for davening, and you're able to daven marav already then on Friday. Ach! Hanohe Kain, the one who is going to be knowing to daven Mariv while it is still daytime on Friday afternoon, Yizohir Alko Ponim be Erev Shabbos, he should be very careful at the very least on Erev Shabbos, Lispalo Mincha Kodem Plaga Mincha. If you're going to davening Mariv after Plag, you have to make sure that you daven Mincha before Plag. Kedei Shelo Yia Tarti Desasri Adodi, so that your two tefillos should not be astira to each other. Hainu, Diladas Rabbi Yehuda the Gemara, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, Zman Mincha Nimshach Rak Ad Plag HaMincha, the time of Mincha only goes until Plag, Umisham Ve'elach Huzman Tfilas Arvis, And after Plag, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is already time for Mariv. Uludas Rabbanon, and according to the sheet of the Rabbanon, Zman Mincha Hu Ad Sof Hayom, the time for Mincha is all the way till the end of the day, Uzman Mariv Hu Ba'erev, and the time for Mariv is in the evening. And therefore, if you're going to daven Mariv already right after Plag, before it's nighttime, so you're saying that that time is already night. So you can't daven Mincha then and make a day, so you'd have to make sure that that day you daven Mincha before Plag and Mariv after Plag, being consistent with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, d'bitzibur yesh lohokel l'hispalo mariv mibodyom, that if you are with a tzibur, with a minion, you can be lenient, and you could daven mariv while it is still day, af im hispalo mincha achar plaga mincha, even though you daven mincha after plag, you could daven mariv right afterwards, if it is b'tzibur. That is what the Mishabura brings down from the Derech HaChaim. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, "Venerally, it appears to me she'ein lismoch al zeh, that one should not rely on this. Rakeshu mispalo mariv al koponim bebein hashmashos ubishas adchak. You should not rely on the Derech HaChaim of davening mincha after plag and mariv also after plag before shkia. That you should not rely on. Rather, what you should do, if it is a time of need, then you could daven mariv early before teitzah kochavim, but it should be after shkia." So he's saying, you know, it's okay to daven Mariv early after Shkia, as long as you daven Mincha before Shkia, so at least you have Shkia separating between your Mincha and your Mariv, but not to go so far, like the Derech HaChaim says, to daven Mincha and Mariv both after Plag before Shkia. That much he's not willing to give. Avalokeshu adayin vadayom, but you can't daven Mariv when it's vadayom, which is going to be between Plag and Shkia. And even if you're doing the mahalach that the Mishnah Berurah says to do, which is you daven mincha after plag, then you can daven mariv already after shkia, even though it's not really night, it's only bein hashmashos, but even in that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, you would have to go and repeat kriya shma later when it is vaday laila. Let's look at note number 6. In note number 6, he tells us, uladas agra, even though we're saying over here that one should daven mariv earlier on Friday afternoon, according to the Gra, Kosla b'Bir Alocha l'Ela, B'Bir Alocha told us earlier, Shegam b'Lel Shabbos yesh lahakbid l'espal arvis v'zmana. The B'Bir Alocha brought down from the Gra that even on Friday night, one should be makbid to daven mariv in the right zman at night. V'afivu misha mispal b'yachidus, even if one is davening alone. Od Kosla b'Bir Alocha l'kamon, Sha'af sh'amogin Avroam yishev eich onu yotze mitfilas arvis miplaga mincha. Even though the Mogin Avroam answers up how we can be yotze with mariv already from plaga mincha, Af al pi she'onu nuhogim tomid kirabbanon, even though we normally are not like the Rabbanon and we daven mariv later on at night, mikom akom v'chadchila tov yoser lihimona mizeh. So even though the Magen Avraham answers it up and shows how we're allowed to do it, but l'maisa the Bir Alocha says l'chadchila, it's better not to be making Shabbos early and not to be davening mariv earlier than the time you usually daven mariv. Ulamaisa haminuk hamakubal be'eretz Yisrael, the accepted custom in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yosef says, Shehula hispalo bizman tseis hakochavim velo kodem. And that is the daven mariv on Friday night after tseis. Machmas kamach shosho sheyesh betfilo kodazmana, because of the concerns for davening before the zman. V'rak b'mikrim yuchadim efshel hakel, just in some special circumstances, then you could be lenient to daven earlier. V'hosef, and he adds on, shafilu odom sheyesh lo yulodim ketanim beiso, even one who has young children in his home. V'koshelo b'yamos hakayetz l'ake v'suda shabbos ad shom u'cheres, if you're going to wait to daven mariv till after tseis, your suda is going to be very late at night, it's very difficult for the family. Mikomokom odiv shiyakadish mibodyom v'yochol suda shabbos, says Rav Yosef, it's better to make kiddush mibodyom while it's still day, eat your shabbos suda while it is still day, ula'achar mikain yispalal arvis bizmani matzibur, after your suda you go to shul and you'll daven mariv with the tzibur by tzitzak ochavim. V'av shulu chadchila yesh lechol k'sayis Kezayas pas b'layla k'mavur lahalon. Even though, as we'll see shortly, there is an inyan l'chadchila to make sure you eat a kezayas of bread after dark. And if you do this eitzah, you're not having it. But still, Rav Yosef says that's what you should do. The stipler paskin shebemosad sheyilodim shekoshelhem lotzum kamashos. If it's a school of children and it's hard for them to fast for many hours, she yisnu lahem mizonos upeirsim odyom, they should give them some snacks while it's still day. V'yispalu arvis rak b'teis akochavim. Again, the hakpada of the disciples that have married by tzeis. The gamagon shomaz amon orbach, He was not very happy that in many places in Eretz Yisrael, they were making early Shabbos. He didn't like that there were some people making early Shabbos, some later Shabbos, that different people would be makabel Shabbos different times. He was not happy with that. Even if it's very convenient for your family, so the kids shouldn't fall asleep, still, all these poskim, the stipler, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yosha, they were not happy with this. Meidach, Das Agon Rav Ozner, and of Nissen Karelitz, is She'efshar Lahakel Bazeh. They were of the opinion that you can be lenient about this. We continue on note at page 10 in the back, in the middle. V'efshar L'Esmal Arvish Shalel Shabbos Kvar Miplaga Mincha. They said that it's okay to daven Mariv on Friday night already from Plaga Mincha. And then we see one last nekuda in this note, and we'll go weiter. V'im rov hatzibur nohogim lahakdim es ha-shabbos mishum she'enam rotzim la'acher esman ha-suda. If rov the tzibur is knowing to make early Shabbos because they don't want to delay the suda, so Rav Moshe told us, we saw this already, she'yesh le'estapik im ha-miyot nigrar acherei rov hatzibur. There is what to be mesupik about if the minority of the tzibur is dragged after the rov of the tzibur for Kabbalah Shabbos. Kevon she'kabbalah Shabbos zu lo nesesa mishum tosef ha-shabbos. Since this early Shabbos was not done because of the kedusha of Tosef Shabbos, Elora Kadei Shalol Shanos Esman Achilas Asudim Mishayim Asachol. They tried to keep their supper schedule, equal the whole week, so they're not doing it for Tosef Shabbos reasons. And therefore, it's a mesupik, says Moshe, if the miut of the tzibur is drawn after the rove. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Shebi Yishuv Shen Higu Kain Im Rov HaTzibur Mispalim Beis HaKnesset Zeh V'Hamiyot Rotzeh L'Kabel Sheshabbos Bizman Nigrar Achar HaRov. Shlomo Zalman says, no, you are drawn after the rove even if you make early Shabbos, and that's what Rav Yoshev says as well. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, back to page 84, we're up to Sivkot and Dalid. We said that if one wants, one can already light candles and daven Marav and Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha and onwards. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Dalid, before plag, you cannot light candles, you cannot be makabel Shabbos. V'afilu in b'di'evit hispalo tfilo Shabbos. And even b'di'evit, you already daven tfilo Shabbos before plag, tzarech lachzor u'lispal, like we learned earlier, you have to go back and daven again. U'plaga mincha yesh omrim du'usha u'reviyah kodem halayla. We have a machlokas that we saw already a few times. Is plaga mincha an hour and a quarter before tzeisak l'chavim? V'yesh omrim du'usha u'reviyah kodem ha-shkiyah. Some say that plag is an hour and a quarter before shkiyah. V'ayin le'el b'simen reisam b'chimel sevdalad u'b'mashek asavnu sham b'mishnah berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, the Mechaber then said, you could light candles with Makabel Shabbos with davening already from Plag, v'lechol miyad, and you could eat the Suda immediately. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay, Hatam, the reason why you could eat right away is, the kevon de kibel olav Shabbos, since you were Makabel Shabbos, v'hosef mechol ala kodesh, and you added on from the chol to the kodesh, nechshav keshabbos le'inyon zeh. It's considered Shabbos l'gabe this, the yochol l'kadesh v'lechol miyad, you can make kiddush and you can eat it Shabbos. The yucha ligmor suda samibod yom. You're also allowed to complete your suda while it's still light outside. However, v'yesh chokim v'sovrim. There are those who argue and they say sheyizor limshol suudaso ad halayla v'yochol kezayis b'layla. There are those who say that if you are mekabel Shabbos early and you start your suda when it's light, you really should continue your suda till it gets dark, and you should eat a kezayis of bread when it is nighttime. In note number 14, he writes, "V'gam im yochal kezayis b'mein hashmashos." Even if the kezayis that you eat is during b'mein hashmashos, the Prima Gadam writes, "Shelo yotza b'zei dechavoso." That's not good enough. El tzarach lecho dafka b'layla. It has to be dafka at night. The afshul inyan sudo Shabbos kosev al shulchan aruch l'kamon. Even though when it comes to the Shabbos sudas, we're going to see later on in the shulchan aruch and the mishnah berurah shelechatchila yesh lecho b'sudo Shabbos me'at yoser mikabetza. You really should have more than a kabetza. Ve'lo dai v'kazayis. It's not enough to have a kazayis. Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains shekevan shebechol asuda ochal yoser mikabetza. Since throughout the whole suda you're eating more than a kabetza, moa kezayis zeh sheochal b'layla li'choshev kichelik misuda gedola. It's enough that you eat a kezayis at night to consider it as part of the whole suda, even though that's not really enough for the suda, but it's enough to make it that you ate the suda at night. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that there are those who argue and say you can't finish your suda while it's still light. You have to be careful to extend your suda until the night and eat a kezayis at night. I want to just make an adjustment because I was saying bread, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even say bread. I always thought it was bread. He just says, Limshal Sulat Alayla V'yocho Kazayas Balayla. I think it is bread, but let's read on. V'taimam, the reason is, the Kevan da Shalosh Su'udos Yalfina Memadik Siv Ichluhu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem. And the reason is, since the three Su'udos on Shabbos are learned out from the word Hayom three times in the Pasuk by the Mon, Ba'inon Shekayim Osam B'yom Shabbos Atzmam. You have to be Mekayim, the three Su'udos, on Shabbos itself. And L'chadchila says in Mishavura, one should be concerned for their words and one should eat a kazayas. Pashas, it's passed because you want to have a suda. Then suda, pashas has to be bread. It's just interesting, Mishavura doesn't say that explicitly. But the pashas, it has to be bread, that you should eat a kazayas of bread, not after shkia, but after tzeis. So if you make early Shabbos and you're at a meeting that goes fast and you get home fast and you eat your suda fast, so it might not last till tzeis, but a person, L'chadchila, should extend his suda, so he's eating a kazayas, a pas, after. And we said in the Machaber that you could eat right away. Sifkoton Vav and Mishabura says Miyad. The Imla Achar Shehispalo Mariv Ein Ad Halaylo Chatzi Shah. Very important point over here. If after you finish davening Mariv, you have less than a half hour until Seisa Gochavim, Yeshli Yizar Shalo Lahasr Lecho. You should be careful not to start to eat your Suda. Eliyamtin ad ha'erev, you should wait till it becomes night. V'yachzor v'yikra kriyashma below abrachos, and you should repeat kriyashma without the brachos. V'achar kach yochal, and then you should eat. Ho'il ulaharbe poskim lo yotze yidei chovas kriyashma kodom alayla. Because according to many poskim, you were not yotze your chiv of kriyashma before the nighttime. So if a person makes early Shabbos, and then he learns afterwards, he schmoozes, by the time he gets home and his wife gets ready and they get their act together, it's already very close to... They really should wait until Seisa Kochavim, say Kriyashma, and then start the Suda. Miu, however, those who are lenient about that, they're not careful, they start the Suda 20 minutes before Seisa Kochavim, you do not have to protest against them. They have what to rely on. There are some shitas that say that once Plag HaMincha comes and it's considered night Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that at least according to some shitas, you're also Yotzei Kriyashma then, and therefore, you know, L'chadchila, you should wait till after Tseis. If you're within a half hour, you should wait till Tseis, say Kriyashma, and then start your Suda. But if one started earlier, they have what to rely on. Yeah, here now it's less problematic because now when we make regular Shabbos, so by the time we get to Kriya Shema, it's already a certain amount after Shkia, so it's already getting closer, so you'll have more Shitas to rely on. But the Chiddush here is even that you're Yotzei already with Kriya Shema. In a Chanami, it would be best now as well to repeat Kriya Shema before, but I'm saying it's less problematic when you're not making early Shabbos, because by the time you said Kriya Shema, you already were further into the evening. So it's less problematic. But we're saying, but even...
further into the evening, therefore, there was...
you yotze more shittas, correct. Says the Mishabura at the end of this sifkaton, the chol zel inyan heter achila, this that we will not protest and we'll say it's okay if they're going to start to eat, that's only got with the heter achila. Aval inyan kriyashma gufa, dehu doraisa, ein lismuch. But on the kriyashma itself that you said after plag, that is the raisa that you shouldn't rely on. V'yizar lekrosa b'layla lotze yidei chovas kriyashma. And that you should be careful to repeat kriyashma at night, because even though we're going to say that you can rely on the shittas that you yotze kriyashma, that you can start eating before you say kriyashma again by Seisa Kochavim, but in terms of kriyashma itself, the chiyav daraisa, we don't want to rely on those shittas, and therefore one should make sure vaday to repeat kriyashma at night after Seisa Kochavim. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Gimel, Bebirchas Hashkiveinu, on Friday night in Mariv, in the Bracha of Hashkiveinu, Eino Chosein Ba Shomer Amo Yisrael, we don't end it off like we do during the week of Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad, Elo Kevan Shegia Le Ubitzel Knafechat Hastireinu, once you get to those words in the Bracha, Omer Ufro Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Yerushalayim Yirecha, you change the words what we say for Shabbos, and you end Baruch Ato Hashem, Hapore Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Zayin, Ein Ochosem, you don't end the bracha the regular way of Shomer Amo Yisrael. Ubishabbos ein tzrichin shmira. On Shabbos we don't need shmira. Ki haShabbos ba'atzma hu haShomer osanu. Because Shabbos itself is what guards us, and therefore we don't have to end off the bracha with Shomer Amo Yisrael. Now in note 16 he points out the af bi yomtov shiloshayach botamze. Even on Yontif, where we don't say the Yontif guards us, that's a din in Shabbos, not in Yontif. But the Prima Gadam writes, Shemikomokom ein omrim bo Shomer Amo Yisrael. you also will not say the weekday ending on Yontif. Shekevan shemishanim es atfilah b'Shabbos. Because since we changed the bracha on Shabbos, mishanim af b'Yomtov, we changed it also on Yontif. Kidei shelo lezalzel b'Yomtov b'kach shemispalim bo, k'mo b'mosachol. It will be a zilzel to Yontif if Shabbos has one nusach and weekday has another nusach and Yontif is following the weekday. Therefore, since we changed Shabbos because of the reason of Shabbos, we'll change Yontif also, even though the reason doesn't apply, just so it shouldn't be a zilzel of Yontif. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Ches, Omer Ufros, Rotzalomer Degam Kikel Shomreinu Lo Yomar. According to the way the Mechaber is saying it, you also will take out the words of Kikel Shomreinu, De Lo Kiminageinu, which if you look in the Siddur, is not our Minog. We do have that in there on Shabbos as well. The Achronim Yeshua Minog, and the Achronim answer up this Minog. Sivkoton tes hapore sukas. That's the end bracha that we say on Shabbos. The imshachach the omar shomer amo Yisrael. This happens if a person by accident, he wasn't looking inside, he lost focus, and he ended off with the bracha that he normally says during the week of shomer amo Yisrael ad instead of hapore sukas shalom. In niskar tokde dibur, if he realizes the mesay tokde dibur yomer miyad achar tevas laad, he should say immediately after the word laad hapores. But if you already waited too long, he waited tokle dibur, who kidei sheyomar shalom alecha rebi umori. He waited the time it says to say those four words. Me'eshesiem tevas la'ad, from after he finished the last word of the bracha of la'ad, ein tzarech la'omro velo yachzer odapam. He doesn't have to say the words now, he doesn't have to go back, he's yotze. If you said the weekday ending, b'di'evid, you are yotze. The minog after this bracha is to say v'shamru on Friday night over mu'adim v'idaber Moshe b'Rosh Hashanah tikul b'shofar b'yom kippurim ki b'yom hazeh. On each appropriate day, we say a pasuk or psukim between the last bracha and the Shmoneh Esrei. Let's look at note number 21. V'av shegam betfilas arvis tzarech lismal geulah tefila. Even though by marav also there is an inyan of smichas geulah tefila. The Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, Mikom makom amiras v'shamru eino nechsheves lehefsik. V'shamru is not considered a hefsik, and he brings a very interesting reason. Lefi mashe kosev aturkan, she'enyona shel amira zo hishmir Shabbos. Because the reason why we are saying this, and the inyan that it's discussing, is keeping Shabbos. V'areim yishmu Yisrael shtei Shabbosos. We know the Chazal tell us, v'klai so keep two Shabbosos, miyad heim nigolim. Immediately they would be redeemed. The imkein amir azuhi gam kein ein agula. So Mela saying v'shamru, which is talking about keeping Shabbos, which could bring the geula, that's considered part of the geula, and it's not considered separation, being geula tefila. V'hosef ha-levush, levush adds on, shegam b'chol ha-mo'adim yochol l'hosef pasuk me'inyan ha-mo'ed. The levush says, so too by every yontif, you could add on a pasuk having to do with that yontif. Kevan shekol ha-mo'adim him zechli etzias Mitzrayim. Again, all the mo'adim are zechli etzias Mitzrayim, and therefore it's all considered part of the geula, and it would not be a hesek being the geula tefila. V'imkein nechsheves amiraso kegula arichta, and therefore it's considered one long geula. Like the Mishnah Berurah writes later on, Lagabe, the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, Shamiras Apostle Tiku Bakoda Shofar, Ain a Hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not a Hefsek. Kevan Shenech Sheves, Kigul Arichta, that's considered Gul Arichta. And then we get to the Gra, and we can understand the Minhag in our Yeshiva. Vidas HaGra, She'ein Lomar Shum Pasuk L'achar Ashkivenu. The opinion of the Gra is that you don't see any Psukim after the Brach of Ashkivenu. Kevan Shu Hefsek Ben Geulah Tefillah. The Gra held that would be a Hefsek Ben Geulah Tefillah, and you don't say it. U'Be'eretz Yisrael Kosa B'luach Ari, She'yesh HaNohogim Kedas HaGra. There are those who are not like the Gra, and they don't say any of these Psukim. Let's say a person normally davens in Yeshiva Teir Shmuel of Waterbury where they don't say v'shamru, and he finds himself away for Shabbos in a place where 99% of the country is saying v'shamru. So kosavat semach tzedek shelo yomar imahem, that he should not say it with them. Umucha kedvaro bedas hagra, like the gra, mimasha kosav maisa rav, it's written in maisa rav, shatsibu nogu l'omro, v'yafal pikin hagra l'omro. It's brought down that when the gra was in a place where they said it, the gra still didn't say it, and therefore, if you normally don't say it, and you go to a place where they say it, you do not have to say it. V'imu noeg l'omro, if the opposite is true, that your minog is to say it, umispal b'kfiyas b'beis haknesa she'en ohogim l'omro, you find yourself davening b'kfiyas in a place where they don't say it, Hashem was alma paskin she'eno tzarech l'omro, that you do not have to say it. There's one more note that I wanted to see if we had time for to read, and that's note 17, a big discussion in what is tokdei dibur. Here the Mishnah Berurah said that tokdei dibur is, kedei shiomar shalom alecha rebi umori. So if you look at note 17, he says, "Bashir tok de dibur kosav kanshu b'chdei shomer arbitevos." Here the Mishnah Berurah says, "Tok de dibur is the time it says to take four say four words." Achein la'el kosav sheish omrim shu b'chdei shomer shalosh tevos. V'yesh omrim arba tevos. Other place in the Mishnah Berurah says it's a machloka. Some say three words, some say four words. Ula halacha kasa sheshi'uro shalosh tevos. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, it is three words. V'hora agonor chayin kinyeski, sheha'ikar hu sheshi'uro shalosh tevos. The ikar halacha is, that tok de dibur is the time it takes to say three words. Mi'acha shekein sasam Mishnah Berurah b'shnei makamos. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is so same in two places. The Av Toma B'Shar Tzion Ala Prima Gadam Shelo Kosav Kein, and also the Shar Tzion is bewildered by the Prima Gadam who doesn't cite that. V'chein Pasak HaRambam V'chein Das Rov HaAchronim. So why does the Mishnah Berurah here say four words if it's the Iker is three words? V'atam Shekan Kosav Sheshi'uru Hu Arba Tevos. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah brings over here that the Shir is four Tevos. Bir Asiyach Halacha Shekevon Shegam Im Lo Yisakin Harayotzei Dechova. Here we're discussing the bracha of Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad that you said by accident instead of the ending you're supposed to say for Friday night. And there we said that B'diavad Yotzei anyway if you don't correct it. So Im Kein Eino Mafsid Shum Dover Gam Im Misakin Tol Shir Amiras Dalatevos. So what's the downside if you correct yourself within four tevos anyway you're Yotzei? V'ulai Yarviach Shetikein Lefiyah Deo Sheashihu Dalatevos. That you can only gain according to the ones who say that it's four words, so you say that you could possibly gain, and even if you hold that it's only three, so lemaisa your bracha is still good because with the evidence you'll see with what you said, and therefore over here there's a little more room to be lenient than to say four words. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, even though he normally paskins that it's three words, here he brings down by these halachos, he brings down four words. We'll stop here and we'll begin Reish Samuches and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.